ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Back together in the house, and this time we have reupholstered chairs. That's
all
right.
Right
now. That's right. You heard me.
I mean, they're just, we have tropicals. Lyle has done them,
and
Lyle is our dear, glorious, beautiful, magical human friend.
If you know, he runs a very special place called Vogue Fabrics in Dalston,
so. And he's incredible. He supports his entire community, looks after vulnerable youth, really LGBTQ youth, particularly trans kids who've got nowhere to go, no support, no one to talk to, no one to turn to. Him and Nana, our lovely Nana Cherry, do have a brilliant project that they do together.
They're about to go big at Glastonbury. So these aren't just upholstered by someone.
They're magical chairs.
Who has magic within him.
So these are magical chairs.
These are magical chairs, is my point.
I haven't seen that many glasses for this time of day, basically.
It's quite a lot. It's like a wedding.
We also need a water glass. We've got a champagne glass, a red wine glass. We need a water glass.
No, but we're also going to need white wine glasses and red wine glasses.
No. Why don't we just ask them which one they want and then we'll give them a glass? We don't need... There's not enough room.
But I just think... Rob, I know, loves wine. I know my auntie Sam loves wine. And I think that if you're coming round for lunch and you see all those glasses, you go, oh, we're having champagne. Oh, we're having wine.
I do think that Rob's got to do something at some school later today, so he might just have water.
Oh. I'll tell you what's going on in the kitchen today
we've got confit duck legs, spiced confit duck. So in the confit went cumin seed, bay, thyme, salt, and some peppercorns and garlic, and that went into the salt last night. They've now been washed off and they've been roasting, and they're deliciously, beautifully burnished, copper coloured. We have cannellini beans that are cooked with like shallots and garlic and roast garlic and chicken stock. And then we've got some chard, which we're just going to steam through, and butter. Yes. So it's a very gentle, lovely lunch situation.
And this is a sort of the dish, the main dish, the duck and the cannellini beans, is almost a somewhat homage to my Uncle Nick's mother, Maureen, a wonderful woman that we lost about 20 years ago. And she made Mum and me her signature dish, which was lamb and flageolet beans.
It was actually for her whole family. It was Christmas.
Mum's bought some questionable Tempranillo.
Why is it questionable?
I don't trust this brand. What? But I think we should decant. But the only things to decant in...
It's a vase.
We're not or a jar.
What jar?
No, I just think leave it in the bottle. So, the reason I've asked you to come over here to and record this is because we're going to leave it in the bottle.
What, is it shame? Have we got wine shame?
I feel like it's Sam. I don't want to give her. She'll be like, oh.
It's not Sam you're worried about. It's Rob Rinder you're worried about. Sam won't care, but you're worried that Rob
Rinder... I think we should decanter it into the Kilner jar.
I think that...
Who's with me?
Nobody.
T's with me.
T's with you? You're with her?
Yeah, I agree.
I just think it's a bit wanky.
No, it's country. It's
home. Oh, it's not. People in the countryside don't give a shit. They don't do stuff like that.
Can I just sit down? So for the drink, so I do the drinks, Rob, and I've been doing cocktails and I've been doing lots of teas. But I was like, I know Rob and I know my Auntie Sam, so let's just do some bolly and some wine.
And then I thought, where did that come from? And I realised this Bollinger came here on Saturday. Sam brought this here.
So we're regifting.
So you're getting it back.
You're very good.
It's like I didn't have to admit that.
It's like, such a thing though, when you get a bottle of champagne, yeah. Do you think, should I open it?
Have it all
or
clean.
May I be invited somewhere and I could take it? Yeah.
Yes,
it's like paying it forward, that sort of champagne.
Yes. And it's lovely.
I can't call you. Can I call you Mum? I don't want to call you like.
He wants to call you Babe. Is that alright?
No, Babe. No, Babe.
Why do you want to call me Auntie? Like,
can I call you Auntie?
You can call me Auntie.
Is that alright?
This has started happening to me. No, it's all right if I call you Auntie. Like it absolutely is, though.
Auntie time.
First of all, the dinner party thing.
Yeah.
I don't think you're saying weird. I like not go to dinner parties if I'm invited.
Yeah. What is that?
I just like to be in someone's kitchen. Now it's a nowadays situation. We had Friday night, but it wasn't like a dinner party. It was more of a kind of, you know.
Right, it was a gathering.
That's so right.
Different.
But surely Friday night dinner is huge in Jewish.
It is, but it's not a dinner party.
It's a gathering. It's a coming together. It's moment, isn't it?
Precisely.
Familial.
And actually, do you know what? If I'm honest, Rob, that was more of what Mum was doing as well. It's not like every day the table was laid.
No,
it was just people around.
Swiss chard.
Yes.
What was great was there was a market down the road.
Yes.
So everything, I just used to get whatever was cheap down the market.
Poor Mellows served us well.
But how did you know how to do that?
When I was a kid, my dad was a real conjurer. I mean, I spent my life watching him, you know, pull a party out of thin air, kind of, and make something seemingly kind of innocuous, suddenly magical and brilliant. He was really good at doing that.
Why was the party bit of it important?
I think it's a sort of survival mechanism, actually.
Yeah.
Being able to wring happiness out of the ether, do you know what I mean? I think it's something that people learn how to do, knowing that you don't need to get in loads of stuff from outside, you don't need to bring in a tea. You can actually just do it by imbuing the moment with your own spirit.
Yeah, kind of making,
you know,
something
mean?
Feel
just
like a feast and a grand and beautiful, not with necessarily money, but energy.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, but the food's important, and you're feeding people, and you're also creating something as well. It's all about alchemy. Yeah. Really,
can you cook?
No.
Oh, really?
No, I've got no transferable skills at all.
That's so untrue.
It's so untrue.
The chameleon of the industry.
Love. The stuff I do gets like all of this largesse, right? Because first of all, we live in England, so we can speak languages. But God, you must be so clever. Everyone around the bloody world speaks like 10 languages. We don't think, oh yeah, you speak your local dialect or two. Speaks right. Must be brilliant. Some of the thickest people I've met. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't speak another language. Do you, Mum?
No.
Sam?
I do.
Oh, of course.
She does.
No, of course.
But you know what I mean? It's just sort of thing. I've got like stuff that anybody can acquire if you sit still enough and read a book. But, you know, excuse me, there's no like posh or lag way of saying the biggest dickheads I've ever met are some of the most book smart.
Yeah. No, book smart does not mean everything smart. There's book smart.
Cooking, useless.
Yeah.
But that goes back to the table, and it's emotional intelligence. And I think the answer, or part of the answer, as I know Andy and Keith's the question, is just that always that kind of bring people round the table, and particularly in a kitchen table, rather than it's the heart, isn't it?
Yes.
And that's where everything happens, you know,
so
in the home. And you always, always kind of raise Keith's and kind of built the family around. Like, if Andy says to you, I was thinking about it, if Andy says to you, I want to cook for you, will you come around, I want to cook for you. What she's actually saying is, I want to love you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I want to give you my love. I want to, you know.
So this vibe of just like, that's lovely.
Yeah.
You're enveloping me in the hug of your food.
Absolutely. Yeah. The cuddle of it.
That's what I mean when I think of dinner party. When you think of dinner party, what do you think? Those like funny like seating plan.
100%. What, I'm sat next to the gay that they've invited because... who I'm definitely gonna like marry because
I know someone you're gonna love. Yeah. It's like the other gay person.
And then halfway in, I'm like, please serve me soup so I can drown myself in it. Then it's not like they're you, love, like professional, amazing cook that imbibe the skill with like love and, you know, your cultural understanding and all of the gifts that you bring to this
food, which is delicious. Lots of people who think they can cook are just shit at it.
No,
and so you sit there and you're like grappling around for an adjective, like a wedding. I was saying before, you know what I mean? Somebody, usually the sister of bride, is approaching you in a dress and you're like, what am I going to say? I
need to have something.
Because I can't do an authentic, it just doesn't work. Not people good. Can tell. I mean,
does it show on your face? I bet you're one of those
I've
people
got no
think,
game value. Yeah, I just go, oh gosh, don't you look energetic? You know what I'm like?
Yeah, you can't.
Nice cover.
Right, so my idea is I don't want to eat your food because I'm going to have to find something nice to say about it. Mm. You'll know I know, hey, don't want to be invited to a dinner party because.
It's going
to
be awful.
Right, so you I don't want to sit there. I'm not interested in insurance.
So we've just finished your lunch with Keats and Andy. First of all, Sam, can you tell me what it was like?
Heaven on a plate and round the table, just being with my three favourite people and just eating gorgeous food. And it's so rare we have time. So the podcast created an opportunity to kind of get together and just have a really lovely moment. I loved it. Andy is just one of my oldest and dearest friends. We have this saying, which is family. And it's like family, we all have our blood family, but family in our kind of life also means the people you choose who you meet along the way, the people you want to walk alongside with and just spend your life with. And Andy was introduced to me by our friend Nick Redding almost 30 years ago when she turned up at my office with her daughter, and I just fell in love with her, and I just thought she was the most amazingly talented, awesome human being. And I've spent the best part of 25 years trying to tell the world that. We did Badass TV, we did her radio show together, we did Dish It Up together, we did stuff with her and Nana, and I just kept pushing and pushing and pushing. And then I went into producing, and she met the amazing Jess, and she just kept the faith. And so it's just been a joy to watch Andy, you know, over the years and what she's doing now. And our friendship within that has just been amazing. And Andy introduced some of the most important people in my life. And then see Keats come through everything she's come through in her life. And she's just flying now. It's just wonderful. And they're here and happy. So I'm rambling, but I just love these human beings so much.
Was it Maya Angelou who said, people never remember what you say, but they'll always remember how you made them feel? I just want to go and like sleep now, because everything's okay. Like perfect lunch, lovely humans, lovely women that just remind you of all of the good bits of your childhood with all the more problematic bits cut out. And I've had a gorgeous lunch being fed and I just want to go sleep. So we had duck, which was perfectly cooked, really nice, and butter beans, which I normally wouldn't eat, but there's certain foods that are made by people like mums and stuff in someone's house, which just tastes nice, have a kind of comforty quality to them. So that was nice. Actually, the chard, normally like something I'd run away from. I mean, and not just as a rainbow, it was sort of running towards it. It was just lovely.
The latkes.
Latkes were nice, but you know, I've tasted that. I was like, that's lovely. It looked gorgeous and it tasted as I expected, but the rainbow chard was... I can't do better than that because I'm in a kind of food coma. I'm full and I'm just giving birth to love and now I want to go sleep. So when you're in a room full of somebody that you completely trust, so you can be the complete authentic expression of yourself, real, you might say, that's what that was. Somebody's made you food, right? You're with somebody's mum, so it doesn't matter how famous. So we're all there without any of the bullshit clothes that interfere with having connection, because it's real. Food is real, conversation is honest, and that's why everything tastes nicer. And tomorrow can be another day with shit in it, but now everything's just nice.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.